say, stranger, you shouldn't be out this time of night. This place is not friendly to a man alone, you know. The pavement must be hard under your poor feet. The city lights harsh in your tired eyes. The wind chilly through your thin clothes. After that unpleasantness, doesn't the warmth and luxury of my small shop appeal to you? I can offer fine refreshments, and to tell the truth, I'd appreciate the pleasure of your company. It's quite desolate outside tonight. I haven't seen a customer for many hours. But I left my lamp burning in the window just in case. I felt a premonition that a fellow wanderer was in need of respite from the night outside. And who should press their handsome face against my window but you? Almost like you were summoned out of the lonely fog. Please, come in and rest your weary bones on whatever bit of softness appeals to you most. May I serve you something to drink? I have teas you've surely never tasted. Exotic and rare. I have blends to excite your senses or soothe your soul. Doesn't that sound lovely? First, we have to select the proper mixture to address your needs on this blustery night. Simply place your cold hands in mine for a few moments. Don't be shy. This is a service I offer all my favored patrons. I'm trained in the art of divination. And perhaps just a little magic. Won't you please give me your hands, traveler? Thank you. Oh, what lovely ones you have, too. I can see them much clearer now that I have you in my gentle grasp. Does it feel pleasant as I caress you this way? My fingers whispering across the lines of your palms, gliding over the curves of your knuckles, stroking the length of each of your fingers. Oh, yes. Your hands are ready to tell me all their secrets, stranger. But first, let me procure the promised refreshments. Just by the simple act of holding your hands in mine for a short while, I know precisely what tea to make you. I did warn you there was more than a little magic involved in my art. I need you to close your eyes and focus on your breathing while I prepare your tea. Yes, just so. This will put you into a more susceptible state. By the time I finish preparing it, you'll be perfectly calm. And this beverage will help ready you for my more specialized services. Stay tranquil, stranger. Keep breathing deeply. Slowly. Intentionally. I'll keep my voice low and pleasant. Remember to keep your eyes closed until I say otherwise. The base of your drink will be Tibetan black tea. Mmm. smell is strong, earthy and unafraid. It's been brewing for half a day now, and it's ready to be transformed. Much like yourself, I'd wager. We will add the other ingredients one by one to ensure full potency and effectiveness. This will be your own personalized blend of the world-famous Himalayan golden tea. Let me light the flame and begin brewing. Our first addition will be a touch of the delicate, three-nerved, pearly everlasting, also known as summer snow. This will soothe the ache from the cold. It actually warms you as you drink, and is thought to have consciousness-affecting qualities. Sometimes people use it in religious ceremonies. Would you like to have a religious experience with me, dear traveler? I can be a little heavy-handed with this ingredient if you'd like. No extra charge. Next, I'll add this beautiful rock jasmine. I noticed you have a slight limp, and likely other aches and pains from your travels. The jasmine will help any fever or swellings you may be suffering from. And if I twist a bit like this, while keeping in mind the intended outcome, you may have some more fruitful counter effects from the herb. A little swelling and fever can be enjoyable sometimes, if it's intentional. Don't you agree? And here's some creeping aster to counteract any lingering afflictions of the heart. It helps with chest pain, poison, wounds, and soreness related to love and longing. You don't have to tell me your troubles, traveler. Especially not those related to matters of the heart. The aster will help reinvigorate your system. These mauve flowers especially will make the nerves hum and sing. So many benefits, both spoken and secret. Now, this last one sounds unappealing. I know. But caterpillar fungus is often used in combination with yak butter as a stimulant. An aphrodisiac, if you will. Perfect for a drink that will arouse you and open you to new experiences. I have a feeling you're quite adventurous under the right circumstances. Open your eyes, please. Here's your tea, dear traveler. I believe I'll call this mixture Shangri-La. It sounds scintillating, does it not? My herbs and flowers are fresh and very pungent. They're most effective within a few minutes of brewing. I suggest you drink it as quickly as you're able. Yes, there you go. I know it's hot, but the potency of the tea is perfect for what I have in mind. I now offer you another rarer service. One I offer only to my favorite customers. Be warned, what I say next is unbelievable to some, but I assure you it is real. Are you interested, stranger? I'll take that eager look in your eyes as a yes. To begin, I will kneel in front of you on this cushion. Now I can look up into your face as we speak. You may find this experience a bit intense at first. That's okay. Not many people are used to such intimate contact. But there's really no need to be anxious. Simply try your best to match my gaze. I'm going to help you discover your true desires. The calmer you are, the more effective the session. The tea is making you feel good, isn't it, dear? Drink deeply, please. My hands can make you feel good, too. So can my voice. I'm offering you the chance to look inside yourself through a new lens. To feel my sensual touch as I study your palms. To listen to me tell your fortune from my place here at your feet. All you have to do is finish your tea, traveler. Perfect. As a reward, would you like to hear a secret? Rumor has it, I can tell you what you really want, and perhaps give it to you as well. Nod your head if this is what you want. Good. Let your sleepy eyes close then, and listen to me. I'll guide you, mind and body. First, I want you to breathe deeply, traveler. In and out. Now picture a cool mountain breeze, the crisp air, so light, so intoxicating. Breathe slowly in and out. Allow your thoughts to grow silent as the wind blows around you, through you. Perhaps it was carried here from faraway lands. Breathe steadily. In. And out. Listen only to the sound of my words. Hear nothing but my voice. And now, can you smell the incense, stranger? In and out. Eyes closed. Mind quiet. The air feels invigorating, yet calming. Breathe deeply. Breathe slowly. Breathe steadily. Arouse your senses. And let the feeling consume your mind. Together, we will discover what desire means to you. Focus on the sensations between us as I move my hands lightly across yours. The nerves tingling from my touch. Spreading, radiating from your fingertips to your palms, up your wrists to your arms. I'm barely touching you, but I know you feel it as intensely as a warm fire. That means the herbs are taking effect. Shangri-La indeed. An apt name for what you see, don't you think? Heaven on earth. Ah, the magic in this moment is nigh palpable. Keep your eyes closed while I take your fingers into my mouth. Don't move, stranger. This is my favorite part. I want to taste your desires first. Then I'll let you taste mine. You taste of lust, of curiosity. You're a seeker of pleasure and of knowledge. Unusual, but so delightful. Such an intriguing blend. Would you like to taste me, stranger? Not for me. Keep your eyes closed. I'm going to guide your hand between my thighs. My wetness is like the nighttime dew upon a forbidden valley. And I am drenched in anticipation of you. Ugh. enough for now, Traveler. I'm a kind of merchant, you see. My trade is pleasure. And my job is to leave you wanting more. So please, won't you lick your fingers and taste of me? I don't believe I told you to open your eyes, but I won't chastise you. I trust you broke protocol because my taste is suitably tempting. But the paradise I offer is out of your reach unless you submit completely to this fantasy. The taste of me on your tongue should act as a safeguard against any mistruths. Are you prepared to sample my other wares? Stranger, not for me if you agree. Thank you kindly. Now let us step through the threshold together. Let's cross into a whole new world of experiences. During our time together, you're welcome to partake fully of the delights within. Please, satisfy your darkest desires. Quench your urges. Feel free to assuage your more socially unacceptable proclivities, stranger. Take off your pants and tell me what it is you truly desire. Shh. You don't have to speak out loud. You don't even need to have an answer on your tongue, traveler. All you need to do is let loose your member while keeping one thought in mind. The very word itself. Desire. You need to conceptualize desire. Oh, really? That is what your heart is lusting over at this moment. What a delightful surprise. This is almost too easy to accommodate. Never fear. I will thoroughly enjoy granting your greatest desire at this moment. I'll enjoy using my hand on your sex teasingly, so slowly you think you're losing your grip on reality, until you jerk and spurt and empty yourself all over my hands. Feel this now, traveler. Feel my warm fingers dance around the base of your throbbing cock. The light pressure causing you to stiffen intensely. The need to feel more of my soft touch. Feel my other hand cupping your swollen balls. And feel the pressure build inside of you. My fingers finally encircling the base of your shaft. Feel the energy flow from my hands into your balls and ever hardening cock. I'm holding you firmly now. It's a pleasure to look into your eyes and watch the need overwhelm you. It would be so easy to keep you like this. Hard. Wanting. Desperate to be stroked. But instead, I'm going to spread my fingers so my hand fully engulfs your pulsating flesh and slowly, ever so slowly, I'll begin to stroke you. Oh, yes, stranger. Moan for me. What does it feel like to need something so badly? You no longer care if you sound desperate. What does it feel like to need climax more than life itself? I want you to let that primordial feeling sink its claws deep into your chest and pull you close. Let it whisper in barbaric tones all the wondrous things you can have, possess, experience. Oh, your cheeks are so flush now. I bet your loins are burning for release. My warm, soft hands continuing to massage your aching cock, driving you closer and closer to the edge. Not just yet, though. Think about every aspect of your ideal orgasm in your mind's eye, traveler. We're going to make sure that this will be the climax of your dreams. Picture it. Only let go if you're sure this is exactly what you want. Ah, there it is. You look so handsome with your eyes glazed over in pleasure. Now release your seed all over me. Oh, look at me. That's right. Keep pulsing for me. Your slickness feels so good coating my skin as I slide my hands up and down,
determined to empty you. This feels like a dream, doesn't it, traveler? Spilling yourself over and over again. The thick, creamy spurts. Feeling satiated. Unfortunately, now comes the melancholy conclusion of our evening together, stranger. The bitter ending to our sweet interlude. Here, take this. It's a silk scarf. Please clean yourself as best you can and refasten your trousers. Oh, are you feeling shy now, dear traveler? I know just the remedy. Please, down the last dregs of your tea. The effects might be wearing off a bit, and the refreshment should help. Rise now, then. Accompany me to the door of my humble shop, stranger. Please rest assured that once the tea wears off, everything that happened behind this door will seem like nothing but the best sort of dream. Thank you for wandering my way on this desolate and lonely evening. I hope you found the sanctuary you were seeking, stranger. Fare thee well.